pray. Holy God, in your coming kingdom, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. Give the wisdom to hear your word proclaimed, then make it so in our families and in our communities. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our scripture comes from Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. This is covering a section where John is in prison and sends word to Jesus regarding whether he is the Messiah. There seems to be some doubt in John's mind whether this is to be what has happened is to be. Listen now for these words. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. Those who wear fine clothes are kings in kings' palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. The one who is written, about whom it is written, "I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you." Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. This is the word of God for the people of God. So today we lit the candle of joy. It is always the pink candle. So over the third week, we always light the pink candle. And I was thinking about joy this week because this idea of embracing joy into your life means accepting the mysterious nature of life. Several years ago, I started tracing my grandfather's family history, and it's a mess. Like most of your families, I suspect. It's filled with addiction, mental asylums, Confederate war heroes and veterans, and chance encounters. As I uncovered these stories, I made kind of a startling revelation that if any number of events throughout this messy genealogy had changed, I would not be standing right here in front of you right now, preaching to you. If my grandfather had not signed up to go into the service, the Air Corps, when he was 18 years old, he never would have been stationed at Langley Air Force Base in Hampton and would never have met my grandmother. And I'm sure each of you has a similar version of this story in your family history. You and I are the result of a confluence of strange and incredible circumstances. There was a much greater chance that none of us would exist at all. Now, Dr. Doug Ottade, Ann and I's theology professor, put it this way. We recognize that human life, mine and yours, does not explain itself. Instead, it refers and points beyond itself, and it gives rise to wonder and mystery. Much too often, we modern-day people dismiss joy as a delusion meant to distract you or as a signifier of your privilege being able to be blissfully ignorant to the world around you. Yet Paul tells us that joy is the fruit of the Spirit. That it is essential to who we are as God's created and God's beloved. And that joy is the necessary counterbalance to the heaviness and despair that we encounter in the world. It is the reason we are able to continue serving God despite the setbacks and the failures and the disappointments we have. That reveling in joy sparks creativity and renewal for the journey ahead. So rejoice. Rejoice in the fact that your life is a gift. Given the circumstances, the chance encounters that brought each and every one of you into this world, it is truly a Christmas miracle that you exist. Martin Luther stated it this way: do not let us think that we have created ourselves. And Doug Ottade follows up on this quote, that this life is a gift that ought to invoke in us emotions of gratitude, thankfulness, and humility. Yes, life is hard. Life is brutal, frustrating. Yet the gift of joy offers us another view. One where all of creation is intended to make us rejoice. To take time to revel in the beauty that this world has to offer, so that we may be made renewed to take up Jesus' cross again. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.